Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of How to Scale a Business. I'm on with Reg Snodgrass. He's got a company called Edge In, which is a Web3 business data and knowledge portal connecting to builders from 100,000 Web3 organizations. Really excited to interview you, Reg. Thanks for being on the show. And really exciting because you recently raised, without going into all the details, a private round. So thank you again for sharing that with us and also being on the show. We could talk more about it. So thank you.
It's exciting. It always sounds easy when people talk about it, but it's always a pain.
Yeah, I bet.
Right? This market, getting everything right.
I bet, man. Well, yeah, lots we can cover here. I know you have a pretty extensive background, multiple startups that you were either the growth lead on, founder on, and Edge In, you're the co-founder CEO, it says on your LinkedIn, and then a lot of other stuff in the past as well. Read Write, I mean, years of experience. What got you interested in this space?
So, you know, I mean, I think a lot of my 20s, like everybody else, I was a little bit lost trying to figure out what to do. Mm-hmm. And I got an internship at a startup called Square Trade, and it was a blur. 6 months in, I was managing a third of the company, and we had this giant warranty program, and I met a bunch of friends for life. And it's really kind of there where I found a lot of purpose in building things. You know, I tried a couple times even from home in Oklahoma. I'm originally from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I gravitated back to the Valley. And just for me, it was just the first thing was just wanting to be a part of a startup. And then now it's building things that have a mission driven or kind of a purpose behind it. Building's hard.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, man. But it seems like you've done it successfully over the years. Can you talk about, feel like your opinion on this is super relevant, which is when it comes to growing a company from scratch and doing something that has huge potential, huge growth potential, what's the biggest piece of advice you'd give somebody starting from scratch? And maybe how would you restart your business? I know 3 years in an Edge, and it says anything you would do differently, any advice you'd give someone just launching right now?
No, I mean, it's funny because I look back at it. I think Edge has a pretty strong strategy. And, you know, I think looking at the circumstances and everything, I try to be a little bit easier on myself. I was harder on myself earlier, right? And I think, you know, building something from scratch, I sometimes call it ex nihilo. It's like out of nothing. I think there's some formulas, and I'll name drop a guy named Manish Chandra who built Poshmark that gave me this advice, right? Really good, strong early mentor for me, builds great products.
Yeah.
He talked about a kitchen sink, and it's where you get people that you know have a certain set of skills that are different than yours, that are excellent, and you just kind of start talking about ideas. And once you get close to a couple ideas and around your skill sets and you build, now I do it a little bit differently than that, because now I'm looking more and I'm pulling in people that I've worked with in the past. It's always good, I think, whenever you build with others, think of everybody as kind of a tool, right? And you know, if anybody ever works with like tools, you know, a good tool is worth its weight.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever try to fix a flat tire with the wrong instrument, like you realize it's the worst thing ever. Your people that you build around with, you tend to build generationally, and those are your tools. And so you take care of your tools, you understand how to use those things over time. And a lot of your success is built through the groups of people that you go and you build with again, and then someone successful, they pull the other person up. So a lot of it like has to be generational. But starting from scratch, I think the most important advice is, one, do the kitchen sink about what you're good with, what you're passionate, what you understand. And then a lot of it is starting to understand I get a little bit formulaic here. After you get a good chance of the idea and, you know, some of the domain expertise, don't ever try to do anything without any domain expertise at all.
Yeah.
Like that's just foolish, right? But once you do that, you need to kind of understand what is the macro and the micro, the timing, right, of everything. And like, what is going on? Like, is it easy to raise money? Is it hard to raise money? What's the market climate? What's the political climate? Like, that's the macro, and then the micro is more, what is your market segment you're going to attack? Who are your real competitors? And it's a process when you start to build. If you want to like build serious and not get your butt kicked, you can win as a tiny company, you can win as a large company. It really matters on, where you're going to formulate your attack. And that comes out in the micro. It's understanding who your competitors are. I used to laugh. It's like, I know my competitors, how many kids they have, right? What they ate for breakfast. I mean, understanding who you're really going to be competing with and where your advantage is. And I think that's the most important thing is you'll see certain advantages. Maybe there are relationships that you have that others don't. Maybe there's a proximity to a location where you can attack a small, region that the competitor can't. It really is a process of kind of understanding yourself and where you can start, and then understanding your macro and micro climates. Then you can move on to other things,
I
right?
love that answer. So, where the title of the podcast, How to Scale a Business. So, where are you finding the most scale right now? I mean, I see that you have 100,000 of these Web3 organizations. So, that's a level of scale that most people don't ever get to. Where are you finding most of your growth from right now? Where are you finding the ability to scale? Where's the best bang for your buck? If someone's in a similar business, where would you advise them to go first to try to find this scale?
I would have them read BJ Fogg or Nir or Y'all Hooked. I mean, I love, I took a class with BJ. I've known Nir for a long time. I think both of those builders in their own way understand user behavior, understand growth and engagement. I think what's been lost over the last like 5 or 10 years of growth is everybody's focused on paid growth, right? Or KOLs and they forget that if you have a really good product that impresses a user and you have the right mechanics, you can grow organically, you can grow virally. And a lot of that has to do with understanding your core value proposition and being able to serve it to your customer, like even if you can't explain it. And even with us early on, like it's like there's things that you can do and things that you just are going to be bankrupt. Abrupt on it from a capability standpoint. Maybe you sell but not market, right? It's going to hurt you. Your sales are going to suffer because you can't like write your collateral, but you got to lean into the things that you're good at organically. It goes back. You understand your macro, micro.
100%.
It's your methodologies that you use. And so where I get growth right now, sorry, is a lot of it's all of our growth is organic. And it's built around the data that we collect and how we engage the users. And so it's really like we really focus on what data do you need? If we get you the data that you need, you're going to come back to us regularly. And so, but that has to do with we were very careful in what we chose to attack, right? Something we know how to do, scale, build. Does that make sense in
It
terms
does.
of the methodologies? Like,
It definitely does. I feel like the normal growth pattern is paid for most people initially who are eager to grow and may not think about the long-term growth goals for the business. I think maybe you've seen this too, and I've definitely found this for myself as well, that if you can get something to grow organically, then you can add in all the other stuff later, you know. That's kind of the word of mouth, get all that baseline. You can add in the other things later and it can kind of like turbocharge your growth. I think maybe that might be why most people have troubles is they see paid ads as the way. They see paying people as the way, when really I think it should be seen as like turbo for your company. It should be like the extra thing you do to like really be competitive, but it shouldn't be the main thing you do. Because if all your business comes from that, someone else can beat you who has free acquisition channels, right? So that's really well said. Where are you trying to grow this thing? Like, what's the purpose of the raise? Where do you think this thing will go?
Yeah, I mean, our platform is built around like we believe that all your data has been stolen and reused against you, and it's not accessible, and it's really yours and the communities. And when you think of something like your employment history, right? Who owns that? Like, you should, and maybe your employer a little bit as part of their history graph, and maybe your colleagues have some association to that data too, because that shows that they worked with you, right? And so what we do is we pull all those data insights both on and off chain, specifically for Web3 on purpose. We'll do multiple markets, but we just want to nail village to village correct. And so we return the data to you. It's about 100 million data points now, 200,000 organizations where you can see a context of what events are they going to, what is the news about them, what is the media, and you can connect based on role all the way down to email.
Yeah.
We're returning that for the user, and we have a we, if you claim the data, we reward you for it. And so if you invite your network, it's a way for you to have access and control to your data and network that no one will take away from you, but that we return a significant amount of the earnings that we make and reinvest it either into the network's growth or into your back to you as a part of a data contributor. And so, we raised to basically move to the next phase of the company now. It's pretty exciting. I
That's
mean,
awesome. I love this. I love this. Well, I think there's so much you could dive into here. One question I'd like to ask just before we wrap up here is kind of a final question here is, what do you think people who are listening to this can do to either partner with you if they think it's a really worthy mission and they're interested in getting involved, they want to start using it? How can they do that? What's the best way for them to do it?
Go to the site edgen.io.
Okay.
If you want to reach out to me, I'm probably so accessible on the web. My email is at Reg, my Twitter handle is Reg Snodgrass, is just my name. I really am open. I care about entrepreneurs. I don't have as much time as I'd like. I had a big accelerator with over 100 companies at it. And even that got to be hard because I don't know. I mean, you once you build with a certain group of people, it becomes your community, and eventually you're like, well, I hope the next generation doesn't have it as hard as me.
Yeah.
And so feel free to reach out to me anytime, guys. And the data platform is yours. Like, I want to know what priorities, what data matters to you, what features matter socially, data-wise. People, I think, are going to be really excited about how we plan to like build a network without Reid Hoffmans or Mark Zuckerbergs in the world that buy islands, right, off your data,
Yeah.
stuff like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
So,
it definitely is. Well, for anyone who's interested, go to edgein.io, edgein.io, and you can access a huge directory of Web3 business data and knowledge. I've got a feeling this company is going to keep growing rapidly in the coming years with everything around blockchain, Web3, NFTs. I mean, there's so many different aspects of this that are valuable. You can kind of think of it. I mean, this may not be how you think of it. It's how I'm looking at it. If anyone's ever used G2, for instance, it kind of feels like that, but specifically for these up and coming SaaS products and up and coming systems. So it's really cool in that aspect. And I think that it only has so much more potential to grow. So it's going to keep doing that over the years. So exciting stuff ahead. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you everybody for listening to this episode of How to Scale a Business. Appreciate it.
thank you, Lucas.